This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Site Village London, where we are having plenty of charities and organisations providing various solutions for blind and partially sighted people. I am here at the stand for Bardet-Biedl Syndrome UK, a charity that helps to support people with the condition. And joining me is his service user, Stefan Crocker. Stefan, thank you for joining us.
Hello.
So can you tell us, first of all, what is Bardet-Biedl Syndrome?
It's a genetic condition which is passed down via parents having the same genes. And then your child has 1 in 4 chance of getting BBS, and it affects the retinal cells and the rod cones.
How many genes are there within BBS that people can get variation-wise?
There are roughly about 20, but the common ones are 1 and 10.
Sight loss is, of course, one of the conditions of BBS, one of the symptoms, but there are other symptoms as well. Can you list some of the more popular ones?
Yes, so there's weight management issues, hyperphagia, which is not knowing when you're full, extra digits on hands or feet. They are normally removed when you're younger. And also there are some potential learning difficulties.
Now, you've been helping out BBS UK for many years as a chair, a vice chair, and also a trustee as well over time. What sort of services does the charity provide for people with the syndrome, whether it's service users or people that have the syndrome or family members?
So we have an advice line where people can contact Bex Perfect as our advice manager, and they can inquire about things such as housing and education and other things. Apart from that, we have multidisciplinary clinics in London and Birmingham where patients can see multiple doctors at the same time. And also the most important jewel in the crown is our annual conference where families can meet, exchange.
Clinics process then, how does that work when someone goes in for a clinic appointment? How does a usual regular appointment work?
So they're very patient focused, so they don't have to move. They get put in one room and the doctors come to see them, because going to clinics and doctor's appointments can be very stressful, so it's very patient focused.
And from what I've understood, basically there are various different doctors you see in one kind of long session, so you can get all your checks done out of the way and discuss them through professionals.
We have a psychologist, we have a dietitian, we have a geneticist, we have a nephrologist which looks at kidneys and stuff, and we also have an endocrinologist which looks at hormones.
If someone listening to this may think that they could have BBS or would like to get tested for it, how can they actually go about that?
You get referred by your local doctor to get to the clinic, but I think the best thing is first to kind of go on our website, which is bbsuk.org.uk, and they will have sort of, they'll show the general symptoms, and then if anything match, you can always mention to your GP and they will refer it to either the London clinic or the Birmingham clinic patient liaison contact.
Now, you spoke about the conference. Where do you have one coming up soon?
Yes, we are excited to announce that we're going to have it in April next year. And it's a fantastic weekend conference where you have a combination of speakers of different issues. We have workshops. And then in the evening on a Saturday, there's a very social networking experience of a raffle, because everyone loves a raffle, a quiz, and then after that, just social time where you can meet people from all around the UK.
Fantastic. And do you have any idea when people might be able to start booking in for the conference?
I believe it should go live towards the end of November or possibly early December.
And will it be on the same website you have provided earlier?
Yes, there is a link to register for the conference on our website once it goes live.
Fantastic. Well, Stefan Crocker, service user from BBS UK, thank you very much for joining us here at Site Village London on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.